I'm joined by Natasha Hagatenshi from the Actuarial Society of South Africa. Natasha, thank you very much for your time. We're drilling down into the two-pot retirement system, what it means for you and I, the man and woman in the street, as the deadline looms, that 1st of September 2024. So can you just take us back and unpack for the layperson what we are talking about here?
Okay, so the history of this, thank you, Bronwyn, for allowing me the opportunity. The history of this kind of came in COVID, I suppose, where people were needing money, were out of jobs, and the government was looking for a way to try and give them some access to money. And at the same time, kind of to also, there's been this history of trying to get preservation where people, because at the moment, if you leave your job in South Africa, you take all your money with you. So they're trying to say, well, can we kind of get this preservation, and they hit on the idea of this two-pot system where it would be a little bit of quid pro quo. So what they would do is set up an arrangement to allow people to access a third of their benefits on a regular basis, and then kind of lock away two-thirds into a retirement benefit, which they could only then access when they get to retirement. And that's then the genesis of where
just to take a step back. You mentioned that it was implemented when COVID hit and everyone was in dire straits. Not to say that that isn't the case now with record high interest rates, record inflation, low growth scenario, but it has taken a while to implement if the objective was to provide relief during COVID.
Yes, absolutely. So it was, you know, that was kind of where the thoughts came. But I think, as you've said, I think people are still struggling. High interest rates, high petrol, high inflation. You know, the average person in the street just has not enough month left at the end of their money, or too much, what is the saying, whatever it is. So we are all struggling.
Now, the mechanism of this becoming effective on the 1st of September 2024, and I see the advice that you as the Actuarial South Africa of Society are offering to the public, is have a look at your retirement benefit statements, which you get regularly if you are engaged in a retirement plan, and then assess the situation and really work out for yourself what it is that you will have access to. Is that the starting point?
Yes. So, yeah. So just to kind of explain fully. So what's going to happen on the 1st of September, let's say on the 31st of August, what you've got in your fund, they're going to seed some of it. So seeding means they're going to transfer some of your money into your available savings pot. And the amount that's going to be transferred is 10% of what you've got. But they're limiting it to a maximum of 30,000. So in other words, if you've got 100,000, then 10,000 would go into your seeding pot. But if you've got more than 300,000, obviously you're then going to be hitting the cap. So whatever you've got, it will be transferred in. So people can actually do that calculation for themselves. So if they've got their benefit statement, and even if it's a little bit out of date, you can kind of know, well, I'm going to ballpark get this kind of amount of money as my seeding capital. And that's then going to be the amount that I could, if I'm in dire straits, potentially withdraw sometime after the 1st of September.
Like to a maximum of 30,000. I think that's just to...
Well, so to a maximum of 30,000 is your seeding. So, but remember what's going to happen is that thereafter, a third of your contributions go into that pot. So if you wait 6 months, you're going to have your 30,000 plus a third of what you normally contribute available. So that could be, you know, so if you're paying 1,200 a month, then you're putting another 300 rand in. So after 6 months, you'd have another 1,800. So you'd have 31,800 to be able to withdraw.
Now, what is going to happen to the retirement fund industry? And I remember debating this with colleagues when we first heard about the two-pot retirement system. And that effectively, I mean, people could access that money in huge hordes. Is there a chance that we could see instability come into the fore in the retirement industry?
So actually, funny enough, because of that cap, and also to just kind of go back a bit as well, you need to have a minimum of 2,000 in your savings pot to be able to withdraw. So there are going to be some people whose fund credit's less than 20,000 who are not going to be able to withdraw. So that's the first point. And then the second point is because of that cap, We've done some numbers, and I mean, I've worked with a number of actuaries across the industry. You're looking at probably about a 3.5%, 4.5%, maybe 5% maximum that's going to be ceded. So it's not the whole fund that's going to be available. And so, yes, people, there will be a small short-term dip, as it were, in people taking money. But in the long term, you can only access it once a year. So it's not as though, you know, it's going to naturally spread out. And I think the reverse side of the coin, the fact that people are not going to be able to access that two-third benefit. So if you leave employment, that money's going to stay within the industry, means that actually we're going to build up, and our projections show we're going to build up a bigger asset base in the long run. So, which is quite interesting.
What is your advice on accessing that money?
So don't do it for critical. A Christmas holiday or, you know, it really is there for emergency savings. You've got a illness or a crisis or something. It really is there to help you in an emergency, and, you know, use it to settle debt, sort yourself out, that definitely. And obviously, to the extent that you use it, you're going to have less of retirement. So, you know, just be aware.
Fundamentally, it changes the nature of the retirement system in South Africa. Where are we taking best practice from?
So a lot of this comes from Chile. They offered access to members. The Australians during COVID allowed their members to get access to their funds. So it is kind of industry practice. The Americans have allowed people's access. So, I think we're trying to kind of mirror that. But, you know, as I said, the difference in South Africa is that everyone in those places have never, you know, in South Africa, you get your money when you resign. In those countries, you don't. And so we're kind of bringing both sides of it in now.
Natasha, the discussions to this point have been so academic. Has there been a concerted effort to really reach the man or woman on the ground? Because you would assume that is where the money is most needed in the country. And it's a complicated system to unpack, even on business channels. So what has been done to reach the broader consumer in South Africa?
So, I suppose all the industry participants are, you know, trying to communicate. I think that's always something the financial service industry has not done particularly well, is communicate. But, you know, we are trying our best to get it through to the layperson, help them understand it in real terms. So with benefit statements, my own company is looking to do a WhatsApp communication kind of, you know, you follow a little personality and, you know, their lifestyle and, you know, what they do with their. So that we are trying to get those kind of ways through to communicate in a way that people can understand.
And the administrative burden, we've seen a number of large administrative projects not coming to fruition or having many challenges in the early stages. How are we going to ensure a smooth functioning from an administrative landscape as we kick over on the 1st of September 2024?
Yes, so obviously all the industry players have obviously invested a lot of time and money and effort into upping their systems. I know that the FSCA is doing site visits at all the administrators, or has been in the coming weeks doing them to kind of assess their readiness. And actually, most of us are ready, but we're just waiting for SARS. So that's the kind of the last plug in the hole that we need to get, you know. So we kind of just need to understand exactly how that's going to work to be able to test fully. We hope we're ready.
And I think you bring us to a very, very important point. It's an important point that we move to now, because this money is not free. It is subject to tax. And I think if you can just explain that mechanism, the impact. So what you're asking for is not what you are going to get at the end of the day once the regulatory deductions, specifically from a South African Revenue Service perspective, have been made. Can you just take us through that?
Yes. So SARS has said that they're going to tax us at our marginal rates. So in other words, if I'm an 18% taxpayer, so my salary is in the 200,000 rand level, I'm going to pay 18% of whatever I withdraw from my savings pot. So that they're trying to avoid arbitrage. And most administrators are going to charge a fee. And the fees are going to differ, but there is going to be some kind of fee. And I suppose our concern as the actual society is very much, you know, you're going to put your card into the ATM thinking you're going to draw 2,000 and actually, you know, only 1,600 is going to come out because, you know, 200 has gone in an admin fee and 200 rand's gone in tax. And so for members to understand that and recognize that there is going to be a fee and they are going to get out less than what they thought is a very important message to get out there.
Natasha, we've spoken about you are waiting for SARS as the last player in the mechanism to make this a reality on the 1st of September 2024. Do you foresee any delays given how this has come together to this point?
I think that up until a week ago when they actually signed the amendment bill, we were not sure that it was going to go ahead, and we actually thought it might be delayed, and it was kind of a post-election thing that, you know. But now that they have signed it, I think it's all systems go. There are still two pieces of legislation that actually do still need to be signed, but I think it's all systems go, and so, you know, come hell or high water, we actually have to be ready, and SARS has to be ready, and, you know. I suppose the reality is that, you know, there's 9 million pension fund members out there. They are not all going to be paid on the 2nd of September. And there's a number of other steps that need to be followed as well. You know, for example, the rules need to be registered. There's going to be a process to follow. You know, administrators are going to have to prioritize some claims. There is going to be some disinvestment on some funds. You know, so, there is going to be a delayed process for the first few months as people kind of get in the queue and get their money if they're desperate for it.
Well, thank you so much for taking us step by step through the implementation of the two-pot retirement system, which comes into effect in South Africa on the 1st of September 2024. And thank you for the awareness that you're creating in terms of what people need to look out for and the reality of what this means for your own retirement pot. Thank you so much, Natasha Habet-Henshi, joining us from the Actuarial Society of South Africa.